The second annual Bemidjigamog Three Nations Powwow is Saturday, April 23rd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. The powwow welcomes people from all cultures together in celebration. The powwow will feature drum groups from Leech Lake, Red Lake, and White Earth. Dancers from all over Ojibwe and Dakota country will perform traditional, grass, fancy, shawl, and jingle dress dances. In addition to the spectacle of the powwow dancers and their outfits, powwows are family gatherings. Toddlers and elders and people of all ages in between are part of the dancing and good times. One of the highlights of this year's Bemidjigamog Powwow will be a performance by 13-year-old hoop dancer Hunter Reed. Hunter tells us how the hoop dance works.
What I'm basically doing is I'm transitioning from one move to another. I start off with one hoop and then I add on with hoops. And throughout each one I do specific things with each hoop. It's really exciting and it's a fun way to challenge myself.
What's challenging about it?
I guess just making all the formations that quick and making smooth transitions from each formation. There's different formations like the eagle and then the alligator. I have five hoops and I make them in the shape of the wings of an eagle and I soar around.
What's the alligator look like?
I usually try to make the alligator's mouth open and close to imitate the biting. And then there's the ball, which represents the world. I don't use a ball, but I make it into a ball. The hoop represents the circle of life.
So how did you learn to be a hoop dancer?
My mom learned from a world-famous hoop dancer named Larry Begay and Tony Duncan. And then what she did is she taught my sister and I. She's really good at dancing, so she's been working with me on dancing.
13-year-old hoop dancer Hunter Reed. You can see Hunter perform at the Bemidjigamog Powwow April 23rd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Young people are a big part of the powwow scene. Ojibwe children make up over a quarter of the student population at Northland Community School in Reamer. Some of the young dancers and drummers at the Bemidjigamog Powwow will be from the Northland Community School. Leah Monroe is the drum and dance coach there.
This is a little bit of a newer program that we have. It's been going for about 4 years as a steady program. For drum, we have after-school practice once a week. For two groups, we have in the drum group, we have about 14 students, I believe, that are in the drum part of the program. And for dance, we have about 32. And for dance, we mostly go to other schools' powwows that are hosting, so the students can practice there and also practice etiquette for what they have to learn and know being a powwow dancer. It's pretty wonderful to watch the kids move up in confidence with themselves and who they are, especially with learning all the different types of things you need to know in the culture. For them to have that knowledge themselves, I think that's really brought up students' confidence with so many things that they do, and not only just drum and dance.
One of those students Leah Monroe is so proud of is her 13-year-old son, Logan. At the Northland Community School Powwow, Logan described for us his grass dance outfit.
Right now I am wearing a grass dance outfit with a porcupine and deer hair roach, beadwork with fringe all on the main parts of the outfit, which are an apron, a shirt, pants, and belt. The roach is usually on traditional and grass dancers. There are two main furs to it. They're porcupine, which are the taller of the two furs, and then on the bottom usually are deer hair, which are sometimes multicolored. On the top, there's something called a spreader, so it spreads out all the fur. And a powwow, anyone is welcome. It's really fun to watch all the different dance styles and the drumming.
13-year-old dancer Logan Monroe from the Northland Community School in Reamer. Everyone's welcome to the second annual Bemidjigamog Powwow, Saturday, April 23rd, at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. First grand entry is at 1 o'clock. A feast including walleye and wild rice will be served at 5 o'clock, followed by the second grand entry at 7. More information is at minnesotapowwow.com. For Northern Community Radio and Ampers Radio Stations, I'm Scott Hall.